Hi, Ben. This is Kevin and Miss Josie. Hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. This is a very busy day for us. We are talking on album release day, tour announce day. It's just a busy, it's a busy one.
I'm certain it is. Yes, there's a lot of stuff to hit in a very short amount of time. So thank you so much for taking some of your time out for us today.
Thank you.
For those of us that are celebrating with you, Mumford & Sons' first album in 7 years, Rushmere, is the title track of the album. And that is the first single. A little bit about Rushmere. Is that the name of like the lake where the band was first conceived? That's the rumor I heard about the origins of that first song. Can you tell me if that's true?
Yeah, that's right. We grew up in London, Wimbledon to be exact, if you're familiar with the tennis competition. near us, certainly where my parents had a house, there was this ancient pond that was called Rushmere Pond. You know, it's a very, very special place. And also at the same time, completely just like an innocuous place, right? Like everyone's got that place in their life that they go to as a teenager to kind of socialize and become friends. And, you know, you kind of, it's a coming of age spot, which was interesting to revisit, frankly, as now slightly older gentlemen. You know, we convened about this album process and it felt very much like starting over. Like it'd been so long that we could kind of see each other the way that you meet someone for the first time, relationally. And we just kind of like try to capture that spirit and not overthink it. And the songs came relatively easily, including the kind of initial ideas for the song Rushmere. It's just been, honestly, one of the happiest, most joyful and youthful moments in the 18 years that we've been doing this for the band.
Now, something about having you in town and performing at the Orion Amphitheater, you had a hand in creating the Orion. Is that right?
Yeah, more than a hand, I think.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Yeah, you know what?
I think it's a lovely turn of phrase. And actually, the way I talk about my involvement in the Orion was doing a sketch on a napkin back in 2018 when we did a design charrette with the city. And with the architects and, you know, but there was a big team who made that venue happen. And I was sat in a room and people gave me the space to kind of dream of what the perfect amphitheater could be. And it was informed by playing venues all over the world with Mumford & Sons. Some of the people on the team had been right there, including Ryan Murphy and Mike Luber. And these collaborators had been at different moments also interfacing on the Mumford & Sons journey. Mike had relaunched Forest Hill Stadium in New York, and Ryan obviously with the St. Augustine Amphitheater. And we were all just kind of given the mandate by Mayor Battle to just go and dream. He's like, this is a city that dreams big. We put a man on the moon, now go and build the best venue that we can possibly have. And we did it, and I'm just so proud of the success that it's had over the last few years. And we've been obviously not on tour during all of that time, so it's been like a genuine dream of mine, literally, that I could one day walk out on that stage having drawn it on a napkin.
Yeah,
that's,
you know,
that's cool.
What a full circle event. And I just want to know, when you were sketching on that napkin, you know, sometimes people start with an object or a piece of art that has inspired them for the visuals of a space. I know you know acoustics due to traveling and playing shows with Mumford & Sons, but you think about the Sydney Opera House and how it was inspired by segments of an orange. And I was just wondering, when you were sketching on that napkin, if there was something visual that you were thinking of other than the sound of the space and the feelings that you wanted to incorporate.
I love that you know that about Sydney Opera House, by the way. We were there 2 weeks ago. That's a good, good venue knowledge. That's good venue knowledge. I was thinking about how the relationship between the artist on stage and the audience is the kind of sacred bond. And when I started to draw the kind of concentric circles of a more traditional Romanesque amphitheater, the reason why those spaces worked without amplification was because everyone could see and clearly hear what was going on the stage. And these amphitheaters of the last 20, 30 years that have popped up around the country, I think have kind of forgotten or lost that relationship. They're trying to hit lots of other purposes. I love just the kind of the primal any intimacy. I was at the Lainey Wilson show. I've got so many fond memories from the Orion already. Mm-hmm. But I was at the Lainey Wilson show, and her mother came up to me with her daughter. She was probably, you know, maybe a 10-year-old daughter, and they were there together watching the gig, and she was just saying about how amazingly intimate the space feels. And, you know, it's 8,000 people, but you feel like you're right there with the artist.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably how it felt 2,000 years ago in those amphitheatres. Mm-hmm. And they're stunning visually and architecturally, but also, more importantly, the relationship, the human relationship between the musician and the fan. That's the prime goal.
It almost feels like we are part of this journey, because you talk about getting back to your roots on Rushmere and wanting to get back to the roots of just reaching out to the audience as a performer, rather than these huge stadiums where there's less of that feeling that you can have from each other and to each other, and that you designed a venue that will replicate that. You have an album out now, as of today, that replicates that. And I love that this has just
awesome.
Been part of the journey, it seems like. For those of you that don't know, you even named one of the bars at the Orion after your daughter, so you talk about personal.
Yeah.
I know. It's a fun nod that Isadora's. We had the ability to kind of curate the concessions. I wanted to have make sure they had personality and that they felt like truly a range of options. So we gave each concession space like its own personality, and it was a tongue in cheek. My daughter was born during the design and development of the Orion, and obviously I was feeling inspired by the name when we were talking about what's this concession going to be, and her mother does like wine, not too much, but she does like a glass of wine. So I gave her the wine bar.
There you go.
And that's the lovely one. Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much, Ben. I am so excited for you that you get that moment now to walk out on stage July 31st. We hope to see everybody out there with you at the Orion Amphitheater. For anybody who's listening right now, you can get early access to your tickets, mumfordandsons.com. Is there anything else you want to leave us with before we let you back to your busy day, Ben?
No, I'm just stoked. Honestly, this is the only interview that I'm doing today around the tour. We're hoping that people will find out about it and it'll be a great moment. But I think, given this personal relationship and how much this venue means, and I know Marcus and Ted feel stoked. Marcus came down to the first waltz, the opening weekend that we had, and we actually talked then, even though we weren't recording or writing at that point, we spoke about how one day we had to the greater stage. So it's here, and we just hope that it can be kind of one of the highlights on this big run this year.
It certainly will be for us. Thank you so much for telling us some of the story behind it, and for letting everybody know how special this moment really is and is going to be. Thank you so much, Ben. We appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good day.